This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Day Yemi's official app.
Let's look at marriage as an access and not an asset. Access in life or access in marriage is the whisper of possibility on the winds of change. It's a call that beckons those who are bold and brave. Access is the first step on a path that is both creation and discovery. For you to have access in life means you have and access to a portal that's going to show you where you should enter in life. And this access, just like in your mind, you are thinking it's a key now. Access is not a given. Access is a privilege, a recursive paradox that challenges the very notion of fairness. Access is not fair. It's not everybody that deserves access that is given access. Sometimes you have to know some people that will give you access to be able to access what you want to access. Sometimes access is something you have to work for. You have to strive for it. You have to look for it. And everybody is looking for access to gain access into some privileges and advantages. But it's only a few people that can find it. And sometimes it's a kind of catalyst for transformation that can be very stubbornly resistant to the alchemist's plea. In the pursuit of success, we find a reflection of our own limitations, a mirror that reveals the barriers we construct around ourselves and others. Access is the silent language of opportunity that speaks to those who listen closely. Yes, if you listen closely, you will find where your own access to happiness, to goodness, to good marriage is in life. If you listen and you understand the language of access, you see that it's a language that transcends words and finds expressions in action. When it comes to access to finding a right spouse, it goes beyond explaining to you the qualities to look for. The person can be tall, he can be dark, he can be handsome, she can be tall, she can be fair, she can be beautiful, she can have two dimples without pimples, she can be this, she can be that, long hair like that of Mami Water, she can be, she can have Islam, she can be so sunnatically inclined to the extent that as a lady, she's almost going beards because she loves the sunnah. As a man, he seems to be a representative, he seems to be a clone of a sahaba, a man around the messenger. Anybody can tell you all those stories about who the right spouse is supposed to be. But gaining access to that right spouse is not something that you can be taught. It is something that comes out of your own self-discovery of what are the things that have made up the person that you are. How do you think? How do you reflect? How do you look at life? How do you look at yourself? When you look into the mirror, what do you see in the mirror? Understanding that image that you see in the mirror, understanding the picture that you see after you have taken a selfie of yourself, that is what is going to be the access for you to be able to access a good marriage. And when you are inside a marriage, you'll be able to assess your performance in that marriage vis-a-vis the access that you thought you had already gotten in the beginning. So access is the light that shines on the unseen. It is the light that illuminates paths that will otherwise remain shadows. To speak of access is to speak of keys, but not all keys fit all locks, and not all doors open to reveal wonders. Some doors open to lessons. Some doors open to the classrooms of character where we learn the hard truth of our existence. Some doors lead to sadness, to trials, to challenges. And some doors lead to potentialities, to actualities. And your ability to transcend the boundaries of the things that have always limited you in the past. Access is the teacher that does not discriminate. Access offers its lessons to everyone, but only those who are willing to learn can truly understand the curriculum of access in life. Access is the promise of a horizon that retreats as we advance. It's a paradox that motivates us to continue the chase. It is in the pursuit of access that we are both hunter and the hunted at the same time. You are something that is looking for something, and something else is looking for you. In the end, access is not just about reaching a destination. It's about the journey itself. So whether you like it or not, marriage itself is a journey. It is not that you have gained access to your dunya and akhirah yet. It is a story that we write with each choice. It's a narrative that's as unique as the individual who holds the pen. It is more than a mere concept. It's a reflection of our collective soul. Access is the ablution. Access is the adhan. Access is the ikoma and the fatiha. Access is when you make the ablution, when you make the adhan, when you do the ikoma, and when you recite the suratul fatiha. The fatiha is the real key that we are talking about. And this key of fatiha is the access to your salat. And your salat itself is the access to communicate with Almighty Allah. So what are you telling Allah that you actually want from Allah? What kind of spouse are you actually looking for that you want Allah to find for you? And so access is the map and the territory and the treasure and the journey all put together. The Quran says, "Wa anna ila rabbikal muntaha." So long as you have gained access into Islam, gained access into Salah, then you are still seeking Allah because you have not reached anywhere yet. Your access, final access, is like the journey to the hereafter. It's like the journey to ultimately the paradise. And the marital part of it is to ensure that marriage is like a paradise for you. Not the paradise of the akhirah, but the paradise of this dunya. And you look at it where that is possibly the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Adam and Eve in paradise first. Maybe Allah wanted them to experience what paradise is like before Allah sent them to earth to come and relive that paradise on earth. The paradise is called Jannatu Adeni. Jannatu Adeni. The one people call Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden. Jannah is like a garden that has all sorts of beautiful things in it. But Adeni is a state of mind, not a place. So Jannatu Adeni is like a state of mind that gives you that feeling, that sense of being in paradise. So if you are seeking a spouse, it's like you are seeking an access, not necessarily an asset yet. It is a state of mind that you should be ready to go into and understand very well that when you are now inside this marriage, it now becomes another access again for you to seek the hereafter. So the spouse you are looking for is a spouse with whom you are going to seek the hereafter together. Get it? Now, if you get that gist very well now, it's supposed to, you know, it's like we are thinking backwards now. It's supposed to be like, okay, can this person assist me? Or can this person support me as part of my access to the hereafter? Can we both come together and make it an access to the hereafter? Look at the dark side of access. Don't get used to it, because sometimes when we gain access to something, the moment we get it, then we are no longer satisfied with that access again. It's normal for human beings. That's the dark side of it. But when it comes to relationship, it's like having a library card to the archives of a person's heart. Let's not forget, with great access comes great responsibility. You are able to access each other as husband and wife because there's nikah. Once nikah is done, you now have access to each other. You have access to sleep with each other. You have access not to be in hijab before one another. You have access to speak to one another, to discuss with each other, to expose your heart to each other, to expose your vulnerabilities to each other. And so gaining access to a person's heart is a very great responsibility. It's not about, not just about having the key. It's about knowing when to use the key and when to simply knock before you enter. Don't take each other's access to one another for granted. Sometimes, even when you have the key to enter into the room of a person's heart anytime you want, it is good for you to knock sometimes, because you don't know what's actually going on in the heart of that person as at that moment in time. It's the difference between an open door policy and an invasion of privacy. Too much access and you're a hacker. Too little and you're a stranger. Finding the sweet spot is like trying to thread a needle while riding a horse. Access in relationships can be as tricky as a Wi-Fi password. Sometimes it can be too complex and you are locked out, and if it's too simple, everybody gets connected. Every Tom, Dick and Harry will get connected to the heart that you treasure, to the heart of your spouse that you treasure, and even your own heart itself. If you are careless with it, everybody is going to be connected to that heart, and you are going to become so confused that at the end of it all, you become heartless. It's about finding the perfect passphrase that grants entry without compromising security. It's like you having the way to gain entry into somebody's heart without compromising the security of that person's heart, and allowing somebody else into your heart without compromising the security of your heart. It's about being the trusted user, not the dreaded virus, in the operating system of companionship. In the digital age, access has taken a whole new meaning, because we are connected 24/7 with the ability to ping, to poke, and to DM our way into each other's lives. But just because you can slide into someone's DM doesn't mean you gain access to their inner sanctum. True access is not about the quantity of messages that are exchanged, but the quality of the connection that's established. Access in a relationship is like having the remote control to someone's emotional channels. You can flip the channels, you can change from here to there, from joy to sorrow, from laughter to anger, from irritability to suitability. But stop pressing people's buttons at random, because you now have the access to their heart. Nobody likes somebody who constantly presses their buttons, because they have given you the remote control of their lives. If you are seeking a spouse, be ready that this is the same person you are going to hand over the remote control of your life to. Person can switch success, person can switch failure, person can switch happiness, person can switch to sadness. The person can, in the way of flipping the mood from happiness to anger, from sadness to sorrow, sometimes it leads to depression, and if care is not taken, the person will press a button that will trigger anxiety and mental illness in you. So beware the person you hand over the remote control of your life to. In the end, it's about knowing when to pause, when to mute, and when to simply watch and be present. Stay on one channel and enjoy the movie you are watching. Access is about trust, it's about respect and understanding. It's about being granted the key to someone's personal kingdom or someone's private queendom. It is not for conquest, but it is for companionship. It's about walking through the garden of someone's soul without trampling the flowers. As we journey through the complex networks of our relationships, may Odmetela let it be that we all will be wise custodians of the access that we are given. May Allah let it be that we are going to cherish the privilege, and we are going to respect the boundaries, and we are always going to remember to log out with care. Don't compromise the password, and don't take the privilege of the access for granted. Somebody else has given you the password of their heart. Don't compromise it. Don't share it with others, and don't take that privilege that they have given you the access to their heart. Don't take it for granted. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdulfat Ta DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.